The Creeper by Pete Johnson. Read by Jan Francis. Chapter 1. It was horrible, but I couldn't just walk past it. Somehow that terrible hand seemed to reach right out of the shop window and pull me closer to it. I stared upwards. All the skin on the hand had peeled away, while its fingertips were cracked and burnt and bent over like a claw. A truly weird picture. Below it were two words in shivery orange writing. The Creeper. Then, in much smaller lettering, listen, if you dare, to a classic tale of horror. I dared, especially as it was Halloween next Thursday, and Amy, my best friend, was sleeping over. My mum had planned a special Halloween meal, but she drew the line at letting us watch horror videos. She and Amy's mum had ganged up together. They went on and on about how most videos just weren't suitable for our age group. Still, The Creeper was a cassette tape, so that was all right. I wasn't sure if Mum would agree. Even so, I decided to buy it quickly while Mum and Dad were across the road looking at some old prints. Inside the second-hand bookshop, a man with a bushy ginger beard sat at a table, a tray of tea and biscuits beside him. When I asked about the Creeper, he took a massive gulp of tea, then ambled over to the window. He picked up the tape, then wiped it on his jacket. I wondered how long it had been in that window. 6 months? A year? 10 years? Now I was getting silly. But I liked the idea of the Creeper waiting patiently for ages and ages until I came along.